こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語でバイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。文字起こしのテキストや各エピソードごとの宿題はバイリンガルニュース公式アプリをチェックしてみてください。1個目、米国科学アカデミー企業に掲載されたテキサス大学オースティン校の研究で、個人が使っている言葉や表現を分析することで、その人が恋人と別れる兆候をつかめることが分かりました。研究では、オンライン掲示板レディットで恋人との別れについて書き込みをした6803人のアカウントに注目し、その人々が使う言葉や表現の変化の推移を確かめるため、220万個ものサブレディットの中から彼らの書き込みをすべて抽出し、別れの1年前から1年後まで、それぞれのアカウントの2年間の書き込みすべてを分析しました。100万件に及ぶ投稿の分析の結果、別れの最大3ヶ月前から別れの兆候となる言語マーカーが出現し、別れた後最大6ヶ月間持続することが分かりました。
In a study published in the American Academy of Sciences, researchers at the University of Texas in Austin analyzed the words and expressions individuals used and found that they can be indicative of an impending breakup. In the study, the researchers focused on the posts of 6,803 accounts on the message board Reddit across all 2.2 million subreddits spanning from a year before until a year after users' breakups. An analysis of 1 million of these posts found that starting from 3 months before a breakup, linguistic markers tend to emerge, and that such changes in language can persist for up to 6 months after a breakup.
So, ちょっとクレイジーなデータの集め方だなと思ったんだけど、まあ、交際関係と全く関係ない話、スポーツとか旅行とか、まあ、何でもいいんだけど、まあ、そういう話の中にもこの言語マーカーが出現してるっていうことで、具体的には別れが近づくにつれて、その I っていう主語、私は僕はみたいに自分を主語にして自分にフォーカスを置いた話し方が増えたり、丁寧な話し方っていうよりも砕けた話し方になるとか、論理的思考の頻度が下がってパーソナルな内容が増えるみたいな、で概念に言及することが少なくなって、その結果 the とか a みたいな前置詞の使用頻度が減る。考えとかアイディアっていうよりは他人について話すことが増えるみたいな、っていうまあ傾向がありますっていう。
So 3 months before and then 6 months after. It's kind of interesting.
6 months after、まあ、最大6 months afterwards っていうのは、その要は、まあ、このチームが説明してたのは、その別れのグリーフっていうのをいつまで引きずってるかによってそれが左右されるんじゃないかみたいな。
So it could be like、まあ、5 years or something.
Yeah, I guess it depends on the person, but なんかその別れの前はさっき言ったみたいな兆候が出てきて、別れの最中はこうまだ、あ、そういえばうちの彼氏はこう言ってた、あ、彼女はこう言ってたとか、その彼氏彼女に言及しがち、つまりその自分と恋人のアイデンティティっていうのがまだ完全に分かれてない。で別れた後はなんかサポートしてくれた人に言及しがち、なんか友達とか家族とか、で別れの前後っていうのは論理的思考がだから一回ドロップしてるわけだよね。だけどだからつまりなんでうまくいかなかったんだろう、なんで別れちゃったんだろう、なんで別れることになっちゃったんだろうっていうのをあんまり論理的に考えられないみたいなフェーズが一旦あって、でその後にその論理的思考がまた戻ってきて、まあ、なんで別れることになったのかっていうのを言語化して説明できるようになるっていう。
It makes sense because I think we need to have a narrative or a story that we tell ourselves that sort of explains
そうそう
like who we are and why we are who we are and what happened. You know, even if it's not necessarily the truth, there does need to be some sort of rationalization of using whatever information you do have. To try to understand who you are.
So.
It seems to take, it seems to take time. I mean, people say time.
あのまさにそうで、こうそれが正解かどうかっていうのはまた別の話なんだよね。その本当に事実としてそうかは別として、自分の中でのナラティブ、自分の中で、うん、あこうだからうまくいかなかったんだって、まあ、コヘレントナラティブが自分の頭の中にできるっていうフェーズがあると、もう次にムーブオンする準備ができたっていうことになってる。
It seems like this research could be useful in the sense that on average there is sort of this 3-month window of indicative language that can serve as a signal to the partner, you know, so that maybe they can change something or adapt or, you know, because I think oftentimes this signal emerges, and then if the signal just continues to strengthen, meaning the circumstances or just the relationship isn't changing in a way to make that signal go away.
Right.
You know what I mean? So there's...
So
you can be cognizant of those indications and sort of change your behavior.
Right.
And I think in good relationships, both parties will be receptive of those signals and try to adjust.
Yeah. だからもしかしてこう人間が普通に生活してる中で無意識にそう拾ってる、なんか最近うまくいってないなみたいな、なんか今の恋人とうまくいってないなって感じるときに、無意識にこういうパターンが、を拾ってる可能性もあると思うけど、個人レベルで多分意識的にこれを拾うってなかなか難しいと思うから、一応なんかそのチームはそういう使い方っていうよりは、あの、何？メンタルヘルスプロフェッショナルとか、だこういう些細な言語の変化っていうのが実際にあるっていうのが分かったから、あの、例えば、あの、まあ、うつ病の人とか何でもいいんだけど、こう日記アプリを使ってる人いるじゃん、まあ、Journal App みたいな、そういうので、まあ、何かしらのパターンが出てきた時に早めにウォーニングを出すとか、こう、なんか困ってることあったらここに電話してくださいねみたいな手を差し伸べるとか、っていうのができるかもしれないよねっていう、まあ、確かにそうだね、それはソーシャルメディアとかでも言えることかもしれないけど、こう普段の話し方のパターンと徐々に変わってきてるなっていう、でそれが何かネガティブなサインだった場合、まあ、何かしら手を差し伸べるきっかけにできるかもしれないよね。
If we have such feedback systems sort of connected to our brains, it is really like augmenting the way our brains work, you know, where let's say Siri can pick up on some language change that you're exhibiting, and it may be able to give you some feedback on that, because you may not be aware that your language is changing, or you may not be aware that something is shifting in your own mind, and you might want to be aware of that.
Right.
I don't know if you want to hear it from Siri, but...
なんかこう論理的思考の頻度が下がると前置詞の使用頻度が減るってすごい英語っぽいっていうか、なんか要は名詞の使用頻度が減るっていうことだもんね。まあ名詞だよね。それってこうやっぱり感情の話とか自分の意見をメインに話してると、確かに論理的な話してるよりは時よりは減るだろうからとか。
And this could be true for a lot of things, not just breakups, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. そうそう。
Yeah, I mean, it could be true of illness or like you said, depression or various other conditions and...
そうで、多分本人はもちろん全然気づいてないわけじゃん。その話し方が変化してるっていうこと自体に。
It's indicating a change in your mind.
And そうそうそう。
I think it's obvious when you listen to music. Like, the lyrics in songs resonate with people very much depending on that person's context, what they're thinking about. Mm. You know, sometimes love songs have like no effect. It just seems totally irrelevant. Like, who cares about this song? But the same yeah. song to the same person in a different context can be really meaningful.
So, mm. yeah.
So it's like both in how we express, but also how we interpret words changes really drastically depending yeah. on our mood. And it's interesting to think about, if you think about who you are, I mean, a big part of who you are is sort of your mood. And if your mood is something, if there's something about your mood or how you're feeling inside that can change how you behave for 3 months, for 6 months, you know, I've had friends, and I've personally had some experience, but I've had friends who, you know, they go through a breakup and they seem like a very different person for 6 months. And then a year later, 2 years, it's like they're still a different person.
Wow.
You know, I mean, you don't really go back when you experience something. There's always, right. you're yeah, on I guess a if different track.
Yeah. I guess if it's traumatizing, like you didn't see it coming or, you know, like but, you had to break up with this person when you didn't want to,
mm-hmm.
I guess it could be pretty traumatizing.
Yeah. I don't but know. I think positive experiences do that also. You know, you're not really the same mind after.
Right. And
I personally, I've gone through phases of being resentful towards society. And then sometimes I feel very caring or generous towards society. Sometimes I feel very social. Periods of my life, I've been more withdrawn. And it could be 6 months, it could be several years in a row where I feel like a slightly different person.
Yeah.
Like I'm a chiller version of who I was before, or I'm a sort of a more stressed out, more anxious version of who I was before. And that can persist for a year, like easily. And people will interpret it as I'm a different person. Like if someone met me for the first time,
right,
they would have a different first impression. Just think of me as being that person.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So that's all down there. Yeah. And also, when I think about like words and phrases that you tend to use, that also, I mean, こういう一時的な変化っていうのもあるかもしれないけど、まあ当然経年でどんどん変わっていくじゃん。自分の中での流行り言葉ではないけど、こう品質表現とか品質単語みたいな。なんかマイケルがよく言ってる言葉みたいな。なんかそういうのもやっぱり。
Like、the word ridiculous?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Overused.
そうそうそう。
I have a few definitely overused words that.
多分みんなあって、まあ、この番組やってるからマイケルはそれを特に拾われちゃってるだけだと思うけど、あのそれもやっぱり年とともに変わるもんね。
Mm-hmm.
その理由は分かんなかったとしても本人に。Yeah, it's really interesting. まあ、この調査方法も結構面白いよね。すごい大変そうだなと思ったけど。
Do you think they'll be doing more of this? They can use AI crawlers to
yeah,
analyze.
Yeah, I think so.
I mean,
yeah,
that,
その
こ
の
does something like this, don't they?
Yeah, だからこういう研究自体も昔はできなかったわけじゃん。その記録が残ってないわけだから、あのただこういうふうにまあ、大量の人が同じプラットフォーム上でずっと記録を残してくれてるわけだから、そうすると、before, after で、まあ、トラッキングして、比較することができるっていう。
It's kind of creepy.
うん。でもまあ面白いよね。まあ怖い使い方をね、しようと思えば、それもいくらでもできると思うんだけど、まあこういう研究にこうやって使うっていうの。
What if the government started doing something like this? Or
they could, right? And try to catch some patterns that we're definitely not aware of.
Or there could be a dating app that just analyzes all your internet activity and analyzes other people. And it's like, you guys really like the same stuff, or we think you guys would have great synergy, or maybe...
あまあね、でも確かにね、それはどうなん、例えば Reddit 上だけでもさ、全部の発言を分析した結果、いやなんかデイリングだけじゃなくても、この二人絶対出会ってないけど絶対超仲良くなれそうみたいなってあるわけじゃん、そうデータだけを見たら。
People say that sometimes when they like introduce you to someone.Like, oh my God, you guys agree. I'm like, you guys have to talk to each other. Like, it's going to be insane.
Ah, yeah, yeah, yeah. そうね。
まあ、Usually it doesn't live up to that, but...
Right. そうね。まあでもデータがいっぱいあればね。なんか、やっぱ一回会っただけで、あ、この人と超仲良くなれそう。まあ、仲良くなれそうか仲良くなれなそうかの二択はまではわかるかもしれないけど、その後本当に仲良くなれそうかどうかってなかなか分かんないけど、データがいっぱいあればね、別にきっと分かるもんね、事前に。
If it worked, how many people would end up just being matched by Reddit dating or whatever this web crawling?
でもちょっとやってみたい。でもちょっとやってみたいけどね、なんか友達を探してくれるみたいな、なんか絶対気が合うよあんたたちみたいな、話してみなよみたいな。やったら意外と楽しい。それが別にさ、世界中っていうか日本とか自分がいる国とは限らないわけじゃん、
mm-hmm.
まあ、そう考えるとそれは面白そうだけどね。
I don't know if I'd prefer that though. You kind of want to meet something, someone random. It's not something you even know you'd be interested in. Meet someone that starts talking about something where it's like, I don't even know what you're talking about, but this is fascinating. You know, like,
なんか若い時はそうだ、なんか若い時はそうなんだけど、今ぐらいになるとなんか大体自分が仲良くなる人ってパターンはあるじゃん、さすがに。そのなんか、パターン何もないみたいな、なんか興味とかはそれぞれ友達全然違うけど、なんて言うんだろう、全然仲良くなれなそうな人と急に超仲良くなるみたいな、あんまりなくない、この年になって。
Would this algorithm ever match people with opposing political ideologies? Or would it just not do that?
あ、それも考慮には入るでしょ。
Uh-huh.
絶対。まあでも、まあそうね。
Well, if you can select it, you know, set the... I don't know that.
あ、だから本当にガチのフィーチャーとしてそれを提供し始めるってこと。
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Eventually. 次。先週金曜日、Hulu で Framing Britney Spears というドキュメンタリーが公開され、それをきっかけに多数の著名人に対して謝罪を求める声が続出し、大きな話題となっています。歌手の Britney Spears 氏が、財産や生活の後見人を単独で務めている自らの父親に法的に対抗していた件について、ネット上では2019年からハッシュタグ Free Britney という運動が起こっています。
A documentary called Framing Britney Spears was released on Hulu on Friday last week, prompting some social media users to demand that various celebrities and prominent journalists issue apologies. The hashtagFree Britney, which references Britney's legal battle in court against her father, who is her sole managing conservator, has picked up again after initially trending in 2019.
そう、珍しくちょっとセレブの話なんだけど、これって正直セレブの話っていうよりかは、メンタルヘルスとか人のプライバシーとか、まだやっぱり一番はセクシズムの問題。
うん。
なんか私はブリッニーずっとも、まあ、私が英語を話している、今話しているのはブリットニーのおかげと言っても過言ではないぐらい本当に好きで、ライブとかも何回も行ったし、まあ、ベガス行った時も、まあ、彼女のショー見に行ったりしたんだけど、なのでまあこう、インタビューとかもずっと見てきたし、まあ、その中でこう、まあ、自分がファンだから覚えてるのか、まあみんなが覚えてることなのかわかんないけど、まあすごくひどい扱いを面と向かって受けるみたいなことが多々あっ て、ただこう自分もやっぱり当時はかわいそうだなとはずっと思ってるんだけど、何がかわいそうなのか、何が問題なのかっていうのを具体的に認知してなかったんだよね。ただ今振り返ってそういうインタビューとかを見ていくと、本当に考えられない。あのこの間、去年かな、パリス・ヒルトンのドキュメンタリーが出て、その時も言ったと思うんだけど、その男女平等とか普段気にしてない、あんまり興味ないっていう人でも今見たらびっくりするレベルっていうか、これが普通にテレビでやってたのか、これが炎上とかもせず当たり前のこととして消費されてたなんてもう考えられんみたいな、まあ時代は変わったなっていうあのしみじみしちゃうような内容なんだよね。
So did you see you saw old interviews with Britney Spears, or is that
I mean I grew up watching her interviews and reading her interviews and how right. like the media and the reporters treated her.
But those are part of the documentary, and people are watching those again now, right?
Yeah, yeah. So okay. that's what's happening. Like, people rewatched it now and then be super shocked. Like, maybe you saw the same thing back then and didn't really think of anything because it was so atarimae. Mm. But if you watch it now, it's like, oh my God, this is so bad. And I think that's why some people are demanding that these people apologize to her. But その当時はつまり、なんか今ってその差別主義者対そうでない人っていう構図があるわけじゃん。で、昔はまさに本当に社会対女みたいな構造で、そのダブルスタンダードに誰も気づいてない。女性も気づいてない。その、なんでこうなってるのかに、みんなが気づいてない。その時代に、大人気になってしまって、まあ、異常な厳しさとか陰湿さみたいなものを何年も何年もぶつけられたみたいな、
うん、
だからこうなんだろう、精神的におかしくなるのも当たり前だよなっていう、まあ、当時も思ったけど今見ると本当に考えられない、まあ、私はこのドキュメンタリーまだ見てないんだけど、あのフール入ってないからさ、ただまあいろいろ記事読む限り、多分新しい情報っていうのがそんなに入ってるわけではなくて、そのまあ彼女が受けてきた、社会から受けてきた仕打ちっていうのをまあ振り返りつつ、その後見人の問題に触れてるらしいんだけど、まあそのハッシュタグフリーブリニーっていう、まあ最初ちょっとね、こう陰謀論的なあの感じでスタートしたネット上のまあ運動があったから、
Mm. Britney yeah. was so, so ridiculously famous.
Yeah.
When I was in middle school, maybe elementary school or middle school, maybe middle school.
多分ね、私が小学校6年生ぐらいの時だったんだよね。もう本当に多分今の若い子からしたらびっくりするぐらい、ま、今ってソーシャルメディアもあるし、本当にこう、じゃあ YouTuber とかテレビの人とか、なんかこう、TikTok で有名な人とかチャンネルがいろいろあるけど、昔ってそれが全くなかったから、その、セレブって言うともう一種類しかないわけだよね。だから人気もその人に全集中するみたいな感じで、本当に注目されてる度合いが半端じゃなくて、っていう中でこう、まあ、自分のセクシャリティだったりとかプライバシーみたいなことをこう、ね、掘り葉掘り聞かれて、面と向かってめちゃくちゃジャッジメンタルな失礼なことを言われ続けるみたいな。
Was she a mouseketeer? Or wasn't she performing from fairly young age? Or
yeah, yeah, Disney Channel?
Isn't that Mouseketeer, or do I have that wrong?
I don't know. I mean, I didn't know her until she released her first album. And it was huge. Like, everybody loved her. She was on every, like, magazine cover, and it was pretty crazy. で、なんか、まあその、 まあ、2008年にこう精神病院に数日間強制入院して、そのからからまあ父親が後見人になって、まあ、彼女の生活とかファイナンス、お金を全部管理してるんだよね、今も。で、まあ、その辺はちょっとまあ本人たちにしか分かんないかなんとも言えないんだけど、まあ、このセクシズムについては本当に、だから本当にかわいそうだ。あの、私が思っ、当時、あ、かわいそうだなって思ってたののもう何万倍ぐらい本当にかわいそうだったなっていうのを今振り返って思うっていうか、
うん、
その例えばパリス・ヒルトンもそうだけど、パリス・ヒルトンだってセックステープが流出されてしまったそのリベンジポルノの被害者なのにもかかわらず、テレビのインタビューでこう自分が悪いんじゃないかみたいな感じで散々こうバカにされたりとか、そういうのがやっぱり当たり前だったから、なんかこれを見ると改めて、まあ、いろいろ今ねオリンピックの森さんの発言とかが炎上したりとかしてこう悲観的な気持ちになるけど、まあ、前進はめっちゃしてるなっていう、なんか全然違うたんだな、自分の意識も含めて、
うん、
なんか今さら炎上してるそのダイアン・ソーヤーのインタビューとか、
When was that from?
That's from 2003.
うん。
だからまあ20年前ぐらいほとんど。
And who's Diane Sawyer? It sounds familiar, but...
She's a journalist. Like TV journalist who interviews celebrities and stuff.
Is it her own?
I don't remember. But なんか、まあ、Diane Sawyer がブリトニーのお家に行って単独インタビューするみたいな。で、ちょうどその頃多分、まあ、まあ、いろいろこう、なんていうの、ちょっと、肌を露出しすぎみたいな、
うん、
まあ、いろいろ批判されてる時で、もう最初から最後までずっともう、攻撃し続けるみたいな、その、面と向かって、うん、あの、こうやって肌を露出して、あの、若い女の子たちの悪いロールモデルになってることについて、あの、州知事の奥さんがあなたのことを撃ち殺したいって言ってたよ、みたいな。で、それも、その、撃ち殺したいって言った人の方を、擁護して話してたりとか、まあ、彼女のヴィージニティについてとか、その、あの、まあ、ジャスティン・ティンブレイと別れた時に、なんか、まあ、何したのそれで結局みたいな、すごいプライベートなことを。
And that was Diane Sawyer too?
いや、なんか、泣いてるのに詰めたりとか、でもあと、
How much did she say in one interview?
Yeah, it's a long interview.
This is one interview?
It's a really long interview, and she labeled her as so many things, like, and she puts a lot of words in her mouth. So, like, なんか、高いものを爆買いするみたいな話をしてて、まあ、あなたはセレブだから高いもの買うんじゃないのみたいな。で、そっちにすごい誘導しようとしてて、今見ると若いのにブリニーがすごい頑張って冷静に答えてるんだけど、だからいや別に私はそんな高いものをめっちゃ買ったりしないし、そういうのができない性格だからみたいな感じで冷静に答えてるのに、 So is it an addiction? みたいな、
うん、
いやだから Why are you talking about addiction? She just said she doesn't buy expensive things みたいな。今だったらやっぱりソーシャルメディアがあるからみんなが多分そうやって対抗してくれられるけど、当時はそれもないから、みんながメディアのトーンに引きずられて、なんかこう、やっぱすごい時代だったなっていうのを今、客観的に見て。で、まあ、もう一つ炎上して、その2006年の Matt、is it Matt Lauer? Lower? I don't really know how to pronounce his name, but...
Oh, Matt Lauer?
Yeah, but I had seen this interview because it was... I think around the time when she had a divorce or maybe she was about to get a divorce and she had an interview at her home again. And I remember like how all the media talked about her makeup because she did the interview at home. She wasn't really properly doing her makeup and she probably did it herself and her fake eyelash, like one of the fake lashes was coming off because she cried and everybody talked about that.
Mm-hmm.
Like how bad she looked. But then like, if you see the interview, like this guy repeatedly says like, oh, so everyone's saying that you're a bad mom. Basically, that's the entire point of this interview.
Mm-hmm.
And she's trying really hard to, you know, be honest and deny that, you know, like all the crazy points that he's trying to.
Well,
it's so crazy that everyone was watching these interviews and it was not totally normal.
Yeah, I mean, I remember the paparazzi would just chase people down. The flashes would just be going, and they're just blinding the crap out of whoever it is. And they'd just be like trying to just, you know, be able to see from all the flashes. And people would trip on the curb or something, or people would get in their way, and people would just crowd them, wouldn't let them get to their car. It was kind of, I don't know if it was pre-TMZ, but TMZ was involved. I think they have changed their conduct dramatically. A lot of the celebrity journalists have changed their conduct dramatically. I still don't think it's good, but it's so much better than it was at the time in the 90s. And I think celebrities were really dehumanized by the media, and there wasn't really an opportunity for the public to give their opinion before the media sort of decided how we were going to treat or interpret these people.
それもあるし、その本人が声を、あの、誰にも編集されずに自分の声を皆さんにお届けするって手段がなかったわけだよね。だからこういうインタビューに答えて話さないと自分の声が席に届かないんだけど、それが変な風に編集されたり、まあすごいインタビュー中にもはやすごい攻撃されてるみたいな。だからこう、まあ、このマット・ラウェルのインタビューでも、まあ多分見たことある人結構いると思うんだけど、まあ、ブリッニーが自分の子供を抱っこして、まあ、パパラッチに囲まれながら歩いてたら、なんかつまずいて転びそうになるのね。でも子供もちろんずっと抱っこしてんだけど、こう、わーみたいな、子供がさ、こう、のけぞっちゃうみたいな。で、それも、まあ本人はニューヨークでこんなに大量のパパラッチに会ったことがなかったから、まあ、それ怖いみたいな、いろんな気持ちもあって、何にも段差とか別になかったんだけど、ただちょっとつまずいちゃっただけみたいな。で、そんなの普通に暮らしてたらよくあるじゃんみたいな、言ってるんだけど、なんかこうそれをすごい危険な母親なんじゃないかみたいな、うん、あの風にポートレイしようとしてて、本人を目の前にしてね、何度も何度も、あの、まあ、世間がこう言ってるとかメディアがこう言ってるっていう、あの、のを隠れ蓑にしてそういう言葉を言ってくるみたいな。
I think、regarding her situation with her father and sort of this, the managerial aspect of this, that has also improved quite dramatically since that time period, where creative people, artists would have to essentially be signed by a major record company, and they would, you know, own their art and own all avenues for monetizing their what they create, and that whole landscape has very much transformed.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So in a good way for artists. So it's unfortunate that Britney's still dealing with this sort of crap when, you know, it's like the whole industry has the old guard industry has been dissolving as all these other avenues for artists to put
their stuff out. 一番悪い時に有名になってしまったし、まあそういう意味で、だからこのトレンディングのハッシュタグとかも We are sorry Britney みたいな、その、うん、この特定のメディアがとかっていうよりは本当に社会全体がこういう状況を生み出していったわけだから、そのこういう個人が悪いっていうよりかはもう自分たち含めて、その時そのインタビューを見て、まあ、はーって思ってたわけだからね。あの、ふん、まあ、かわいそうだな、ふん、みたいな。うん、別にすごい怒るとかではなかったわけじゃん、当時。だ、その自分も含めて、こう、やっぱり、意識が足りてなかったというか、及んでなかった時代だったな、っていう。そこに巻き込まれてこんなことになっちゃった人がやっぱりいて。いや、本当に、かわいそうというか、ひどいよね。
I think the public struggles to feel bad for people that are famous because they think being famous is so amazing, and being for people that have, you know, success in their career, you know, because a lot of people don't have that, and so because they have this sort of envy it makes it difficult for them to have sympathy for the same person that they feel envious of. And there are things to be envious of. There are many great things that I'm sure Brittany has in her life that most people do not have. Certainly wealth is one of them. But, you know, she was celebritized as a child, and I don't know... I don't really want to compare it to anyone, but it reminds me of sort of what happened with Michael Jackson. And Michael Jackson was so famous. No one will, if you, you know, are what is it, generation, is it Z now? I think it's Z. You don't understand how famous Michael Jackson was.
Yeah.
And I think it melted him, like, you know, his mind. I mean, I don't have a verdict or what, I don't really have an opinion, or I don't know what happened in terms of, you know, like the children at his Neverland and that whole aspect of it. but before all that, everyone loved Michael Jackson to the bones.
Right.
And it's like Macaulay Culkin. I mean, he seems fine now, but there's sort of like that aspect of society was absolutely ruthless, especially for children who became famous and had to be processed by this, you know.
Yeah. で、さらにだからその女性だった、若い女性だったっていうことによってまた別のこうファクターズが追加されて、
mm.
まあものすごいダブルスタンダード。だからそのまあジャスティン・ティンバーレイクとブリニー・スピアーズも一番人気の二人が付き合いました。で、それが別れた後にこの二人が歩んでる道の差がすごすぎる。で、それもやっぱりこれ結構ね、Refinery とかいろんなメディアで、まあ、何年も前から言われてたんだけど、その要はみんな多分その時男女のダブルスタンダードっていう意識自体がなかったから気づいてなかったんだけど、いかにそのジャスティン・ティンバーレイクが彼女を悪者にして、その何年も何年も何度も何度もその話をしれっと持ってくることによって自分がのし上がっていくみたいな構図があったかっていう、なんかいかにそれを武器にしたかみたいな、
うん、
で、それもがにメディアも当然乗っかってその女性を叩く、特にその例えばじゃあ Virgin じゃないとか女性だけど浮気したとか、そのスラッシェーミングみたいな要素が含まれてしまって、まあ完全な悪も本当に犯罪でも犯したかのような感じにこうバカにしたりジャッジしたりし攻撃したりして過ごしてしまったっていう、う
ん、And I think there weren't that many other sort of prominent female artists that were able to effectively defend her or sort of share the impact. I mean, it was like a direct hit on Britney Spears. And I still have the image of her, you know, having shaved her head. Because you would just go to the supermarket to buy groceries, and the checkout aisle, they would have Britney shaved her head just there. You know, like, do you want to just pick up this tabloid with, you know, talking about how Britney lost it and shaved her head? Just on your way out, you might want to, you know, get some double mint gum or it's just like on the way out at the counter, literally every human being.
Yeah, and people would openly make fun of it at like late night shows and stuff. So さっきマイケルが言ったこう擁護してくれられる同じような立場の人がいなかったみたいなことも、やっぱりその当時、例えば、クリスティーナ・アギレラとか、マンディ・ムーとか、ジェシカ・シンプソンとか、まあ、その、同じほどまではいかないけど、まあ、クリスティーナ・アギレラは同じぐらい人気あったかもしれないけど、まあ、他にも女性アーティストっていうのはいて、ただ、その、常にメディアが、この人たちが全然仲良くないっていうトーンを作り出してたんだよね。
Oh, between Britney and...
なんかライバルで敵対しているみたいな。で、常にどっちの方が可愛い、どっちの方が歌がうまい、今回のアワードではどっちの方がドレスが綺麗だったとか、常に対立させて、常にお互いを敵対しているようなコメントを引き出そうとするみたいな。 だからその女性同士がお互いこう守り合ってかばい合うみたいなこともさせてもらえないしできないような環境だったんだよね、うん、だからあんまり、まあ、自分の中ではすっごい昔っていう感じもしないけど、今本当にそうやって改めて考え、 Do you remember MTV's、なんかなんだっけ、 Celebrity、 Like they have this clay dolls and then they fight each other?
No.
Do you remember that?
I don't
No?
think so. Maybe if I saw it I'd remember, but
なんかそういうのもあって、そのセレブ同士が血まみれになって戦うみたいなのを、なんか粘土のなんかクレイアニメーションみたいなので勝手に やったりとか、まあ、それも結構普通に、だそれもブリッニー vs クリスティーナみたいな普通にやってたし、なんかもう無法地帯というかもうその本人たちが傷つくとかも全然関係ない。
今見る MTV was so big. I feel like such a boomer talking about this.
I know, but it was so huge. And 今見るとやっぱりね、ブリッニー本人もすごいちゃんと頑張って答えてるのね、乗せられないように、その他人の言葉を自分の口に突っ込まれないようにっていうのを、日本語でどううまく言えばいいのか分かんないけど、まあ、冷静に頑張って答えてるんだけど、だから今だったらね、確実にこういうインタビューしたらインタビュアーの方が炎上しちゃってもうキャンセルされるぐらいだと思うんだけど、
うん、
当時の普通と今の普通の差がすごい。So, that, なんかさ、 so the governor's wife said she wanted to shoot you みたいなことをさ言う、普通言わないでしょ。びっくりするよね。
Yeah.
しかも just because she was like she took a picture for the magazine and she wasn't wearing enough in their opinion, like so that's what makes you want to shoot someone, that's insane.
It's pretty aggressive.
Yeah.
Who, which governor's wife do you, I mean, I guess it doesn't really matter.
Like but. Maryland.
Maryland?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, like, 普通に超 casually, like, yeah, she said she wanted to shoot you. And then I think Britney said something like, well, that makes me sad or something. And then this person basically defended the person who said it, like, まあでもね、その if you have children, you know, if their role model is behaving inappropriately, then, you know, まあ reasonable だねみたいな感じのこと言ってて。
Was there sort of a similar situation with Princess Diana? Or I didn't follow that too closely, but I thought there was an issue with her and the paparazzi and I mean, she
yeah, for
very
sure.
much
I
mean,
didn't just,
like the way they were.
For sure. I mean, just the fact that she got a boyfriend, you know, everyone was like, oh, and she is a mom of two kids, and everyone definitely overreacted, like, oh, you know. And that was okay back then, you know. It was okay to act that way. It was okay to judge these women and say whatever they wanted to say.
Well, if it's like if most people think it's okay, it sort of becomes okay.
Yeah, and I think やっぱりこうネットとかもあって時代が変わる速度も早まってるのかわかんないけど、要はその別に昔の時代本当ひどかったねっつって、まあ、そのひどい扱いを受けた人みんなおばあちゃんになってるか死んでるみたいなことじゃないわけじゃん。まだ全然何40代とか普通に暮らしてるから、よりこうなんか人の人生の、同じ人の人生の中で、ここまでみんなのパーセプションが変わってるっていう。だけどみんなが気づくのが遅すぎて、その人たちが受けてしまったダメージっていうのはもう取り返せないわけだけど。
うん、
いやー、すごいよ、本当に。今考えても。
Well, she seems okay now. I mean.She
well, she's not. That's the thing, you know. That's why there's hashtag free Britney because.
Well, yeah, I mean.
Because
it
she's
depends
not.
Depends what I mean by okay, but you know what I mean. She's.
Right, but like she's not working. You know, she She can't. She's not like, you know, so she's not on TV. She's not doing concerts. Like, she's not working.
She has a lot of support and people understand her situation. I think it's, you know, much better than sort of the situation she was in many years ago. And I hope it works out.
I guess. If I were her, like, I'd be feeling really cynical about this whole thing. Like, you know, it's too late, guys. みたいな感じに思うだろうなって思っちゃう。遅えよみたいな。ずっと言ってたじゃんっていうね。なんでその時助けてくれなかったのって思うだろうなって思うから。からこそまあ今これからそういう目に遭うような人がいないようにみんなで気をつけていかないといけないよねって思うけど。 It's really scary.
I saw she said on social media or somewhere, you know, the media and people will have their opinions of who people are and what happened.
Yeah.
But individually, each person and their life is richer and far more complex and amazing than people give other people credit for. So, you know,
that's a little different, but yeah,
I don't think I paraphrased it.
Yeah.
Quite the same but, thing, same as what she said, but
yeah, I mean, she,
it's like the
she posted
Sonder
something,
sentiment essentially.
Yeah. She posted something very positive. I mean, if you didn't have social media back then, if you couldn't talk to people on your own term, I really can't imagine what it was like. And people think that, you know, you have this amazing life with no stress or struggle because you have so much money. And, you know, you trip and they say that you're a bad mom. Mm. And you end up crying in front of camera and people mock you for that. That's really cruel. So, I mean, I wish I had Hulu. I'm not going to, you know, make an account.
Betray Netflix.
For Hulu, just to watch this. But, I mean, if she was part of the documentary, maybe I would have, you know, tried to watch it. But she's not, so, you know.
Oh, so she doesn't make royalties or anything from this documentary?
I don't think so. I mean, she's not part of it.
Hmm.
So.
Well, that isn't.
No, それもって私は。
It's like さらに she's getting fucked over. What's going on?
まあ、fucked up かわかんない。まあ、うん、それもあってそのわざわざお金払って見てないんだけど、本人が参加してないから。But yeah.It's kind of crazy. Like this hashtag Free Britney like came out of nowhere like a couple of years ago and people had like so many crazy theories and everyone was like writing stuff on her Instagram. Like, you know, if you need some help, wear red in the next post and we will do something for you. I mean, we will do something about it. We will report it to police, you know, things like that. People were saying that all the time on her comment section for a while. And people will, and then she will post something and people would just see the color red somewhere in the picture and be like, oh my God, like she responded and she needs help, guys. Like
maybe use something more specific.
Yeah. And then they had this theory that she wasn't actually posting any of those. And like, it was under someone else's control. とか、まあそういう theories がいっぱいあって。Yeah. I don't know. Crazy.
Yeah.
90s. Wait, was it 90s? No. It wasn't 90s. It was 2000s. か Early 2000s. Yeah. 次。
Last week on Monday, SpaceX announced that it would launch tech entrepreneur Jared Isaacman into space on board a Falcon 9 rocket. The mission has been named Inspiration 4 and is intended as a fundraiser for St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, offering one available seat for the winner of a sweepstakes, which includes anyone who donates more than $10. Another seat aboard the Crew Dragon space capsule will be randomly awarded as a prize to an entrepreneur who uses Isaacman's service Shift for Shop to create an online store and post about it on social media. Elon Musk, CEO and chief engineer of SpaceX, stated the following: "This is an important milestone towards enabling access to space for everyone. Things necessarily start off real expensive because it's new technology at low volume, low production rate, so we actually need people who are willing and able to pay the high prices initially to make it affordable long-term for everyone."
先週月曜日、スペース X がテック系の起業家ジャレット・アイザックマン氏をファルコン9ロケットに乗せて宇宙に打ち上げると発表しました。このミッションはインスピレーション4と名付けられ、セントジュード小児研究病院への募金を目的としており、10ドル以上の寄付をすると応募できる懸賞の当選者にもロケットに乗る権利が提供されます。またクルードラゴンの席も用意されており、こちらはアイザックマン氏が提供するサービスシフトフォーショップを使ってオンラインストアを作成し、ソーシャルメディアに投稿した起業家の中から当選者に商品として授与されます。スペース X の CEO 兼チーフエンジニアのイーロン・マスク氏は以下のように述べています。これはすべての人が宇宙にアクセスできるようにするための重要なマイルストーンです。新しいテクノロジーは少量生産で生産率が低いため、必然的に非常に高額になります。なので、実際問題として、みんなにとって長期的に手頃な価格にするためには、最初に高額な料金を喜んで払ってくれる人が必要なのです。
Yep.
まあ、まさに前澤さんもそうだもんね。
うん。Yes.But Maezawa will be selecting artists and
people. I meant like as a rich person who would pay for it, mm-hmm. And that would eventually contribute to the price going down.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Are you gonna do this? Are you gonna make a donation? And try to win the seat?
I don't know if I can go on this one.
What do you mean?
If I donate and I win the seat, I might want to just give it to someone else.
Oh.
I mean, going to space is cool, and I'd like to go to space, but...
Not this one?
I'm more interested in Mars, personally. Oh. But I feel like...You can't do... I mean, I guess you could do both. It seems like...
Wait, so this one would just go up and down?
This one would go to orbit. And I don't think they're going to the moon with this one.
Hmm.
I think they're just going to orbit.
Hmm.
And spend some time up in space. Maybe a few days.
Ah, so なの? Few days?
I don't know if this... I think they're...I'm not sure if they're going to go to the ISS or if they're just going to go to orbit. There aren't many details on this particular mission.
Wait, you might be able to go to ISS?
They're putting Tom Cruise up there. This capsule can dock with the ISS. I don't know if ISS is included. Maybe they haven't figured that out yet. Maybe they don't want...some bozos showing up on the ISS. Maybe they need Bigelow's, you know, inflatable habitat to be installed first. It's not that clear.
Huh.
But they could just take the capsule to orbit and just come back without docking too.
Hmm.
But, you know, if you're up there longer, it's a lot more value without...much additional cost.
Yeah.
Because the cost is getting up there. You know, so it's kind of a waste if you go up. I mean, there is a lot of space tourism that's short, but it's suborbital. Once you're orbital, you don't really, you know, gravity is not going to bring you back down right away, so.
Right. This is fun.
Are you going to go?
If I didn't have a child, if I wasn't married, and if I didn't have a child, maybe. I guess I would love to do it. It sounds fun, but I don't think I can do it now that I have a son. I can't really. I don't feel comfortable risking my life.
It is a little bit early, I think. Well, they have launched the Falcon 9 many times. The Falcon 9 rocket itself is quite reliable. It's the capsule. The capsule has not been tested in, well, like tested as in flown that many times. So, I mean, I think it's probably, you know, 99 point something percent chance that you're fine, but is that good enough? Maybe.
Yeah, イーロン・マスク、ビットコインのやつのせいで、もうなんか、イーロン・マスクの話ばっかりになってきて、ちょっともう、若干、なんか好きなんだけど、なんかお腹いっぱいになってきた。
Well, Tesla bought, $1.5 billion in Bitcoin.
Yeah,
which I think surprised a lot of people. But yeah, we talked about this possibility a few weeks ago, I think. Like what would happen if Tesla moved a bunch of cash over to Bitcoin.
Right.
And all of that seems to be happening. So yeah, Bitcoin's going up. Other companies are getting involved. And it's pretty interesting.
Yeah. I wish I made a lot of money off of it.
A lot of people have made a lot of money. The future of the dollar, I think, is increasingly ambiguous too. Not just because of Bitcoin, for several factors, but
yeah.
If someone wins this seat, I wonder, can they then create another sweepstakes and re-raffle the seat? I mean, there may be a stipulation you can't do that, but. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like they do another fundraiser? Like the person that won?
I guess. But like, I assume that it can't be just anyone, right?
Well, whoever wins, whoever donated and got a ticket.
But I mean, isn't there... But there has to be some criteria to go... Right? なんか年齢とか関係ないのだってあるでしょ絶対。
Yeah, you can't, you know, be five.
Right.
You can't be five. You probably can't be like 95.
Yeah.
Yeah, there are probably some requirements, and you will have to, you know, train and go through various health tests and quarantines and the whole deal. Because if you, I don't want to say you're Maywalker, but if you die on the spaceship, it doesn't do anyone any good, including you, obviously.
Right. Maywalkはひどいじゃん.
Well,
ひどい.
Don't. I kind of feel that way a little bit. Like, you have to prepare and make sure that you are a dependable member of the team. They might need you for something, you know? You might you have responsibilities too.
でもそれってその本人っていうよりはその選んでる側の責任じゃない?この場合一般人を乗せるって決めた時点でさ。
After you're chosen, they're not going to choose someone who's five. So like after you're chosen, you have responsibility to, you know, you can't just be binge drinking right up to the day of the launch and then have an aneurysm,
sure.
You know.
Yeah, man.
You got to take it seriously.
Right.
And that's what Maya's always is doing, right? You know, he's probably on ellipticals and
I don't know,
doing CrossFit or something. No,
I have no idea. I've never seen him talk about it. I don't know.
Is he shredded now? I don't know what exercise you actually have to do before you go to space, but because you, I mean, this isn't a long duration trip, so you don't have to worry about, you know, your eyeballs exploding. I mean, your eyeballs aren't going to explode, but there is like some ocular degeneration that happens with long-term stay in outer space.
Your eyeballs explode. どんなフェイクニュース
They're not gonna explode. But
yeah,
there's probably, I don't know, a particular diet. You know, you don't want to be eating something that will upset your stomach. Right before you die.
確かにね、それはもう、それは辛いもんね。
Right?
全員が、yeah.
If you have some really intense curry, like...
Yeah, I wonder what kind of contract they have. Like, その、例えば前澤さんとかもそうだけど、どういう制約を課せられてるのか?
Yeah, how much can they make him do?
Yeah.
You know, once he's...committed to flying and
yeah
like well make him but I mean I'm sure he wants to do those things so like you know how much does he need to do or is he obligated
or maybe they don't care as much I mean he's already paid so
no they want it to go well for sure
yeah but I mean ねどうなってんだろうねあんまりなんかそういう話してるの聞いたなんかそういうこと聞かれてるのも聞いたことないんだけど言えないからなのかな。どうなの?
I'm excited about this. Like, there's just going to be some random guy who spent $10 and he's going to be in space and he's going to be interviewed and we're going to hear what he has to say about it. You know, it's going to be very interesting. It's like the ultimate, like, 一般の人? Like, just...
I want it to be some mom.
Yeah, could, I mean, it could be almost anyone, right? Aside from the five-year-old. So, and then this will become far more a regular thing. You know, people will be going to space and people will be like, oh, you've been to India? Well, I've been to space.
すごいマウント。
Well, I don't know. India is pretty cool. But, but not that many people have been...to space and as that becomes more of a normal thing I think it's you know it's really just starting as if they're able to fund these things way it just makes it so much more viable and I think this is a great cause like how can you cannot rag on you know just donating to a children's research hospital they do a lot of important research on various you know terminal illnesses that for children andillnesses that limit children's life expectancy is primarily what they're focused on, you know, cancers and whatnot.
Yeah, yeah.
And this is raising potentially hundreds of millions of dollars, at least tens of millions, in the high tens of millions, but probably hundreds of millions of dollars for this. And the cost of launching the rocket is significantly less than that. So it should accelerate, I think.
Right. I hope it's not going to be like,all the shallow influencers going for all the likes and followers.
But it's so accessible. It's just $10, right? So the odds that it will be some
sort
of...
Oh, yeah, for this, yes, but...
Yeah.
You know, as it becomes more and more accessible, it is possible that, like, rich influencers who want followers and likes start going and...
I don't think...
映えるみたいな。映えるから宇宙行くみたいな。
I mean, there will be... well, I think influencers going could be a good thing, you know, because it will increase the...
まあ、NASA とか JAXA とか、まあ、それもそうですね。NASA とか JAXA とか、その税金で、あの、その、みんなの理解があった方が、やりやすいみたいなさ、あのこともあるだろうから、そういう意味ではいいかもしれないね。次も宇宙なんだよね。
宇宙ばっかり。
次。
The UAE's Hope probe entered orbit around Mars on Tuesday this week, followed by China's Tianwen-1 spacecraft, which entered orbit around Mars earlier this morning. About a week from now, on Thursday, NASA's Perseverance rover.Is expected to land on the surface of Mars. UAE's Hope, which is called Al Amal in Arabic, is expected to remain in orbit around Mars for at least 687 days, or one Mars year. The craft is equipped with advanced imaging equipment, which will analyze the red planet in UV, far UV, and infrared. China's Tianwen-1 includes an orbiter, a lander, and a rover, although descent and landing will not occur until May. CNSA, or China's National Space Administration, has stated that the craft will land at 25 degrees north latitude, 110 degrees east longitude in a region known as Utopia Planitia. NASA's Mars 2020 mission includes a rover and a helicopter and will be landing at Jezero Crater, 18 degrees north latitude, 77 degrees longitude.
アラブ首長国連邦のホープ探査機が今週火曜日に火星の軌道に入りましたが、それに続いて中国のティアンウェンだっけ？ティアンウェン1号宇宙船も今朝軌道に乗りました。さらに来週の木曜日頃には NASA のパーサビアレンスローバーが火星の表面に着陸する予定です。アラブ首長国連邦のホープ探査機はアラビア語でアル・アマルと呼ばれ、火星の軌道上に最低687日間、つまり火星の1年の間とどまる予定です。UV、遠紫外線、赤外線を使って火星を分析する高度なイメージング機器が搭載されています。中国のティアンウェン1号には、オービター、ランダー、ローバーが含まれていますが、降下と着陸は5月まで行われません。中国の CNSA 国家航天局は、今回の宇宙船は火星のユートピア平原と呼ばれる地域の北緯25度、東経110度の位置に着陸するとしています。NASA の Mars 2020 ミッションには、ローバーとヘリコプターが含まれ、北緯18度、経度77度のジェゼロクレーターに着陸します。
Yep.
まあ、特別編でね、Perseverance について散々お話も伺ったりしたけど。
Yes,
すごいね、てんこ盛り、てんこ盛りだね。同じ月に、今年の2月にみんなで到着するっていう。
Yeah.They've all been flying there together, basically.
Right.
And it's because of the launch window when Mars and Earth and Mars are close.
Right.
So it's sort of the best time to launch. This certain time window when everyone's going to launch. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of activity this month.
すごいよね。こう何かが、まあ、アクシデントがあったり、なんかエラーが見つかって、ローンチが遅れると、まあ、数年とか伸びちゃうわけじゃん。それを考えると、こう、みんなが同じタイミングで。まあ、これみんなこのタイミングを予測してたの？それとも、まあ、NASA はそうだけど、それ以外はこう、遅れちゃって今になってる人もいるの？
I don't think anything's launching from Mars.Now, at this point, it's a bit too late. I think the window.
Okay. No, I was wondering if they all made it. I mean, if their goal was this month, this year, and they all made it without, you know, any kind of accident or delay or anything to launch it, or.
There may have been delays, but yeah, the window doesn't extend to now, so if anything didn't launch, it just probably missed the window. And I don't know of any projects that were supposed to launch and didn't. I think they, for the most part, they all launched, and this is what it is.
すごいね、みんな間に合ったんだ。
So in the every 2 years essentially, there's an opportunity, to launch to Mars and.So the 2 years from now will probably be more crowded. So there will be more craft. And then 2 years after that, even more craft.
ちょうど来週だよね、NASA はだから。来週木曜日。
Yeah, we discussed Perseverance in quite some depth with Takuro Daimaru-san.
Yep.
As well as the space navigation aspects with Takashi Yu-san. So without going too much into those.
Takuro-san の チューブがついに火星に到着する。
うん。This China's Tianwen-1, I hadn't heard much about it, but it's very impressive. It's got a lander, an orbiter, and a rover in one package. They'll be able to use the orbiter to relay communications from the rover. I'm not sure what the lander does. Maybe it just lands. It probably does something. But their EDL does not involve a sky crane the way that Perseverance does. But the capsule that enters the Martian atmosphere is very similar in appearance. I mean, it sort of would be, but it looks very similar to the Perseverance sort of capsule that will enter. I mean, it works, so why, you know.
Yeah.
They have a similar strategy, but yeah, no sky crane, and it descends on a single rocket engine in the center of the craft, and that's it.
So. Oh, you have this link is about that, Tianwen?
Oh, yeah, that's
a video?
A simulation of the Tianwen mission that someone created inside. I think that was created inside Kerbal Space Program.
Okay.
But it shows the EDL sequence because the CNSA, had, as far as I know, didn't release a virtual simulation of the EDL. And I was kind of curious. You know, the EDL is the big question for Mars, at least getting to the surface. As Mars is just very difficult to land on because the nature of its atmosphere, which is not thick enough to really use parachutes as much as you want, but it's not thin enough to just propulsively land. So you have to do this in-between thing that sort of involves both. So you use drogue chutes on a little heat-shielded disc and then switch to propulsive landing, which has been, I think, the most successful method so far. So,
I guess you can call it Tenmon Ichigo in Japanese. Tianwen じゃなくて Tenmon でいいっぽい.
We have Tenmon, and we have Al-Amal in Arabic.
Right. So wait, Al-Amal means hope in Arabic, or is it something else?
I don't know if it directly translates that way, but it's called hope, and in Arabic it's called Al-Amal, so I'm assuming it means the same thing, although I'm not that sure about that. The landing sites are quite interesting.
hope, だって. It means hope or work.
How can it mean?
That's interesting. How? Yeah.
The Hope probe actually launched from Japan. It was launched by a Mitsubishi Heavy Industries H2A rocket from Tanegashima. So Japan launched that. It was actually built in Colorado. The UAE Hope probe.
All over the place, huh?
Yeah. But it's considered UAE's probe. You know, they built it, but they worked with experts, I guess, in Colorado.
So.
Yeah, and China's Tianwen 1 was launched from China. Aboard a Long March 5, which has proven to be quite an effective rocket. China's space program is just really doing a lot lately. It doesn't get much coverage in the media, I mean, for obvious reasons, but it's a very strong space program.
Interesting. 楽しみだね.
Soon. We already have pictures from I think we have pictures from Tianwen 1.
Okay.
Tianwen 1, I think it released, there's like some it released like a mini satellite, like a mini probe, like a,
okay,
like a mini drone version of itself that has cameras. And that one took pictures of Mars. And I think the Tianwen craft actually connected to that mini spacecraft with Wi-Fi. And so that was part of a technology demonstration. So they're doing some fancy stuff out there. They're getting like some space Wi-Fi. And the place they're checking out, Utopia Planitia, I think it was actually investigated by one of the Viking landers way back in the 70s, maybe 80s? No, 70s, I think. It just sounds like it's too long ago. Was it the 70s? They were landing stuff on Mars like so long ago. This Utopia Planitia, where it's landing, is suspected to have large amounts of water ice. So China's saying, we're going to look for aliens, you know, signs of past life, but they're landing on a spot that's more like the mother load of underground water ice, which is more like Mars base research type stuff. Obviously, right. Water is the key element you're looking for when investigating life also, you know, so that certainly, you know, it makes sense too.
Yeah.
But the NASA mission is landing in Jezero Crater at a river delta, which is, I believe they've detected clays there, clays which can only form in the presence of like running water.
Right.
And there's proof that there was a river there. So if there's evidence of life, I think the Perseverance rover is in a very, very good place. Going to be in a very good place to look for it. It's going to be hard to find a better place to look after the river delta at Jezero Crater. So if we don't find anything there, it's like, all right, where do we look now?
Right. まあ国それぞれによってもね、その目的の優先度は違うだろうしね。
Yeah, well, I don't have any special information that China wants to set up a Mars base, but if SpaceX is talking about Mars base, you know, it makes sense for China to think about, hey, should we have a Mars base? And they've been talking about building a moon base for quite some time.
Yeah. So だよね. Well, this is exciting. We might have some updates by next week then.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, people, Mars, EDL, going to Mars, landing on Mars is extremely difficult. And even though there has been success recently, it's still extremely difficult. There's still various things going on there. Factors that are outside of our control. Like you could land on a rock or something, like weird stuff happens, you know? So it's not a foregone conclusion that it's all going to work out perfect. So there is a lot of tension leading up to the landing. I think the Chinese one will not land for quite some time. So it's safe. It's in orbit. Same with the Hope one. So the only thing we're really, that's nerve-wracking at this stage is the EDL for Perseverance. But I think it'll go well.
ね、全部うまくいってほしい。ヘリコプターも楽しみだしね。
Right, the helicopter.
Mars helicopter.
That one could... It's totally possible the helicopter, you know, just takes off and just goes straight into the dirt. It's totally possible. That's such an ambitious project, you know. The air is so thin on Mars. The thing is spinning so unbelievably fast.
It'll be exciting to see how it goes.
If we get video from that drone, it's going to be incredible.
Yeah.
Seriously, it will be absolutely mind-blowing. If we get drone footage from Mars.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh my God. I don't know if it has video capability, but it will be taking pictures and And worst case, we'll get a really cool GIF or GIF. I forget which one I say.
GIF.
Yeah. That'll be awesome.
Yeah. So, ne.
Did you understand this latitude, longitude thing? I think I forgot one of the numbers, actually.
What do you mean?
I said 18 degrees north latitude, 77 degrees longitude, but I didn't say east or west. east. It's east.
Okay. Tokyo, 77 度.
Yeah, so the way that works is 18 degrees north latitude just means from the equator, it's 18 degrees north.
Yeah.
You could have up to 90 degrees, right? From the equator.
Right.
And the weird one is the longitude. So 77 degrees east longitude means you start from the meridian, the prime meridian. And the prime meridian is sort of, I think it's arbitrarily defined. I don't know that that's a fact, but the prime meridian is defined on Mars as a crater called Airy Zero.
Okay.
So the word air, then a Y on it, like Airy Zero, and that's where the prime meridian is on Mars.
Okay.
So if you start at that crater and you go 77 degrees to the east, then...
So that's something someone just said it that way?
What do you mean? The prime meridian?
Yeah.
I think so. I think the prime meridian is arbitrarily defined. I don't know if it's totally arbitrary. There might be some reason why they selected.
Right.
Airy Zero.
Right.
But...
Wait,
yeah,
how does that work?
You have to start somewhere.
How does that work on Earth?
I think it's... To my knowledge, it's arbitrarily defined.
Hey, so no.
Well, it's like, think of it like Greenwich Mean Time. Like, there's no reason for it to be Greenwich? Greenwich? I don't know how to say it.
Greenwich.
But yeah, I think that's arbitrarily set. Obviously, the equator is not arbitrary.
Yeah.
But from the prime meridian, yeah, you can go 180 degrees east or you can go 180 degrees west. And so coordinates like this are given latitude first and then longitude. And then the values are north or south, 0 to 90, or east or west, 0 to 180. And then you can define any location on a sphere.
Right.
Yeah. So we have it for Earth and we have it. We have it for Mars. And then you can sort of...
知らなかった. Interesting.
Specify any location on a sphere.
Well, 楽しみですね.
Yep.
お話をしまい? でももう1時間半になるのか.
文字起こし
のテキストはバイリンガルニュース公式アプリ、Android、iPhone、Mac、iPad 版があります、月額240円で全部のテキスト読み放題プランもあるし、360円で各エピソードごとの宿題を出題しているプランもあります。ぜひ使ってみてください。あとはバイリンガルニュース .jp でストアもやっています。そちらもチェックお願いします。スポンサーをつけずに運営しているので、サポートしてくださっている皆さん、本当に助かります。ありがとうございます。
ありがとうございます。Yeah, we have the Moonbreaker, Bomber Style, Retro-Reflective, Orange Liner, Jacket with Retro-Reflective, Inert Glass Microspheres embedded in the surface, similar to Lunar Regolith. So that's cool.
Yep.
And I think that's good for spring.
Yeah.
Spring's coming.
For sure. And we have t-shirts, cups, hats.
Laser engraved, powder coated, vacuum insulated, 304 stainless steel water bottles.
Yep.
State of the art.
Yep. So, いろんなのある。こだわりの。しなしなチェックしてみてください、Facebook、Twitter、Instagram もやってるのでそちらもチェックフォローお願いします。
お願いします。
おしまい。バイ
バイ。